Ross.
There's your Rob Ross.
Hey, look at this guy.
Thank you, guys.
You know we're all about being more like health reporters and reporting what happens to us. So we're not trying to argue or prove anyone wrong here. Now the meat you answered, what do you think? You said the worst thing for you would be raw dairy. What do you think about like alcohol or coffee or caffeine? It seems like a lot of people are. I mean, I know there's also heavier drugs, but we're not into heavier drugs.
I like those.
But what do you think about coffee and alcohol?
Well, myself personally, I don't. My body doesn't deal with alcohol well. As far as coffee, a big stimulant. If someone does a cup a day, but to tell you the truth, after a while you'll drop that habit because it's a bit of a stimulant. I think when you find people with weak adrenal glands, you find them doing these things. Those with not with weak adrenals, they're not looking for that. I need this to move my bowels. I need this to get going in the morning. That sort of thing. That just shows adrenal weakness, and they're trying to use a stimulant to get going. Now stimulants have the reverse effect. Remember, this is duality here in creation. So when you have stimulation, you have innervation as its little kick buddy. So that's why you don't do it. That's why when you use a laxative, it actually makes you more constipated in the long run. You can't stimulate because the reverse side stimulates. That's why the middle path. That's why you find that balance. You want to build. You want dynamic health of the cell. You don't want to stimulate neurotransmitters or stimulate the adrenals or stimulate the balance for peristalsis. If you have a weak nervous system, fix your adrenal glands. That's your neurotransmitters. And I find that's where people eat meat the most, is they want that energy. The problem is it's a false sense of energy because your body doesn't burn protein for energy. And you don't want it to because you're in trouble when that happens.
Ayahuasca or mushrooms or marijuana, what would your opinion on those be?
Well, I think it's man's... It's a tool, I think, for man to learn how to have an altered state of consciousness, because I think man gets so engrossed in the drama that soul forgets who he really is. So I'm back in Timothy Leary time. And so a lot of us did LSD and windowpane. And I enjoyed that, but my body didn't. So then I went to the mushrooms, and that has a similar sense about it. And what that does is it shuts down thought processes, but it allows consciousness to soar. It pulls you into the moment. The problem with that, if you're not a strong individual, you can start tripping, and that's back to the mind and the subconscious. But if you can stay in the moment, you'll see answers coming to you never saw, because you're in that moment where all life really is, and not in activity. And so I've been for those sort of things, for those to test and then go on to something that gives you an idea of what you need to do to expand yourself. People to get hooked and stayed on them, they never learn the spiritual side of what they're used for. Marijuana, I love the hemp plant. I think it's great. I think smoking anything is ridiculous. You want to put it in tincture form because it's great. Relax it in tincture form. I think we lack a society that can do these things. I'm definitely for the legalization of marijuana over alcohol. Alcohol is a nightmare. And so, I like these things. Now, when you get into your other heavier drugs from opium and stuff, I don't know why we don't go back to poppy, go back to those things instead of getting into refined products of heroin and morphine. Medical doctors play with these things just like everybody else. Everybody's addicted to something, whether it's food, whether it's fruit, whether it's meat, whether it's raw dairy. It doesn't matter. People are hooked to things, and it's just that's how bad this level is.
Yeah, I would say we're all three definitely addicted to getting high on reality. That's one thing that we
absolutely.
Are proponents of. Reality can be pretty amazing.
Oh, man.
Quick funny question for you. Once again, I think we all truly enjoy this perspective and your enthusiasm. We always take that as a sign of health. One of the things, we recently interviewed Daniel Vitalis, and Timothy, he kind of mentioned the idea that a lot of people, like Daniel Vitalis is a great speaker, and it seems like he has a really powerful message to tell the world, but some people don't listen to him because the way he looks. Like, he doesn't look as the spinning image of a bill, like what the billboards tell us or what commercials tell us what health is. And I've heard the same thing about yourself, such as yourself. Like, what would you respond in that?
Well, that's a good point, too. And
so what is a typical plate, or no, an ideal plate look like when you sit down to eat?
focus most of my life has been God, you know. You get into health, you get up into these higher levels of energetics, and you start getting the mind quieted and everything, and your attention moves in another direction. But to that point, the raw foods have always been the key for me. I've always looked at that. I looked at fruitarian. I heard some of your stories about fruitarian and low testosterone and stuff like that. And, you know, a lot of people don't really understand that whole process and really what's going on in the physical body and why that is true. So getting into the spiritual side of life helps to also explain some of those things that you can't always explain physically when you're looking at something like that. So my life has been one of helping people get well and then also helping people connect to God consciousness.
You were saying about the low testosterone and the fruitarian diet. What's your opinion on that?
Well, think about this. I've always said, you want to have good sex? Eat a piece of meat. The problem is getting into these higher fruit levels.